4 o'clock, beautiful Friday afternoon. If you missed anything, Odyssey.com. Rewind. We got into the preseason game a little bit. We talked about Harbaugh coming back as an honorary captain. It's all there for you. But I promise this all week. We are going to do a series of these in the lead up to college football. We are less than 2 weeks away from week zero. So part of why I've grown to hate college football is the Wild West nature of the transfer portal, meaning there's just no rules. You could wake up in a bad mood and leave school. So we're going to do a series of these, but it's going to start today with the most important position on the field, the quarterback. I'm going to name a player and where they played last year. Rico Beard has to tell us where they are now. This is where in the world is Carmen Sandiego on steroids. David, do you have some music? Anything will do, my man. Are you ready, though? These are all going to be major. Now, I'm not going to be screwing with you and being like, he's at Holy Cross. I'm not doing that.
No Old Dominion?
No, I'm sticking with.
Gotcha.
If you're a big-time college football fan or you're a fan of Cash the Ticket and you like to bet on games, you're going to know every player I mentioned. All right. But this isn't for the casuals.
All right.
This is you are a college football oracle.
Okay.
David, are you ready? Kenny, are you ready? Everyone gets to play. You just got to raise your hand. It's like Jeopardy. All right, here we go.
I said I'd never do this again.
The man who lost his job to Peyton Thorne at Auburn, Robbie Ashford. Where is he now? Here's a hint. In the SEC.
Okay, then I'm going to go Vanderbilt.
Wrong.
South Carolina.
Yes. David wins. He's a Gamecock.
I stole it from Kenny. He yelled it right there. I'm sorry, Kenny.
Then Kenny gets the point. All right. Starting quarterback at Marshall last year, Cameron Fancher. Here's a hint. You'll see him soon.
Did he go to
Fresno State?
Same first letter of the school he went to.
FAU?
FAU, yeah.
Rico Beard wins. You will see him opening night. All right. Remember Bobby Sassenmaker, Rodenbacher, whatever the hell his name was for Florida State? The kid who had to play because every other QB died?
I have to go guess if I don't even have the correct name.
It's Tate Roden. Sassafras.
Rodenbacher.
Yeah. Sarsaparilla. Rodenbacher left FSU to go where?
Home?
No.
Cut grass?
Here's a hint. Brett Favre's alma mater.
Mississippi State? No, not Southern Miss.
There it is. Yeah. All right. This one should hit close to home for Spartan fans. Sam Levitt. He gone. Where's Sam Levitt this year?
Forks up.
Arizona ASU. State. All right.
I've never seen a person leave when a new coach comes in and says, no, hated you before, still hate you now. I'm transferring.
I give you, this man wins the Denikos Allen Award for looking like he's 43 with two kids and a mortgage. I give you Arkansas quarterback KJ Jefferson. Where is he now?
Oh, he's Central Florida.
Yes, Gus Malzahn.
Yes.
And if you don't believe me about KJ, Google. He looks like he's 43, almost made it to a pension, two kids and a mortgage. Denikos Allen. Kenny, you see it? And the Denikos Allen thing was, he looked like Danny Glover in Lethal Weapon as a redshirt freshman.
He just had a lot of serious things on his mind.
There's just one picture of him. It's just tough shakes for this kid. He is not 23.
Hey, Kenny is tough in the streets. Okay?
All right. Now, this is exciting.
Not everybody grew up in luxurious Troy, New York.
Absolute dump. The point is, now I give you Curtis Rourke. The best quarterback in the MAC. The Canadian sensation, the Maple Leaf, Curtis Rourke from Ohio U, is making his way to the Big Ten this year.
UCLA?
No.
Oh.
The real Big Ten.
Oh, okay.
I do not
Illinois.
Choose. If Michigan doesn't have to recognize they're cheating, I don't have to recognize Rutgers. California.
So it's not Oregon. We can pretty much eliminate that.
All of you are wrong. Curtis Rourke will be starting for Kirk Cignetti and the Indiana Hoosiers.
Anybody.
See, he threw me when he said the best quarterback in the MAC because we know that wasn't him.
Hold on. Let's talk about a man who started his career at Coastal Carolina and launched the program. Then went to Liberty last year.
Yeah.
Grayson McCall. Where is he this year? Here's a hint. You made a drop of me talking about this team's helmets.
NC State.
Yes.
I thought he was in a draft last year.
No, he's back for year 30. Grayson McCall. All right, here we go. This guy now left Indiana because he was going to lose his job to Curtis Rourke. Brandon Sorsby. Where is he now? Here's a hint.
Western Michigan.
No, North Texas. No. Better. Fake Big 12 team.
West Virginia?
Close.
Fake Big 12 team. They Cincinnati.
Yes, they don't belong there. I was a sensation at Miami for about 10 minutes. My name is Tyler Van Dyke. Where am I now?
You are doing the jump around Wisconsin.
You are correct, sir. All right. I was good for 10 minutes at Mississippi State. Then they changed the offense, and I was trash. Now I'm replacing an NFL quarterback. Where am I now? Will Rogers.
Oh, I'm like...
Washington.
Got him.
Wow.
Rico's going to slander that poor kid because he ain't nowhere near as good as Penix. All right.
Burning all my gear.
I was a five-star quarterback who went to USC. Now I'm gone, and I'm going way down the ladder. My name's Malachi Nelson. Where am I now?
Malachi Nelson.
This is the five-star bust section of New Faces, New Places.
Is it Pitt?
No. Think audacious turf.
Boise?
Yes. And
that's
I think
where he's at. Wow.
Yeah. Okay, another fall from grace. I was a piece of human garbage as a quarterback at Ohio State last year. My name's Kyle McCord. Where am I now? Hint, inflated condom with hole in it.
Syracuse.
Got him. I can't give you DJU because we did it earlier and we talked about Florida State.
David, this is fun. I don't know why.
Because it just shows you how zany the sport is. Dylan Gabriel, OU to
Oregon.
Got him.
Inflated.
The carrier dome's a dump. All right. This guy
You're just
is,
saying that because Tirico's in Paris right
This
now.
Guy has incurred slander on this show for years. It is roughly year 11 for this player. I am leaving T-Town. Daquan Finn, Toledo, going to?
Baylor.
Got him. He's going to get a coach fired.
That is the MAC player of the year.
Okay. I have received more NIL money for a guy who can't play the game. I'm on my seventh school. My name is Jaden Rashada. Where am I now?
Are you at Florida?
Started with Miami, then to Florida, then to Arizona State. Now?
Did he go to Georgia?
Got him.
I was going to say that name. I was like,
really?
Huh.
He took Georgia.
I guess so. Yeah.
Okay. Riley Leonard, best player Duke had. Really good quarterback. He gone. Where is he now?
He's at Notre Dame.
Yes. Will Howard, Kansas State, probably was not going to win that job. Now where's he?
O-H.
Yeah.
I-O.
Yeah.
Got it.
Ohio State.
All right. This guy looks like one of the Avengers. Built in a lab, pretty sure he can't play. Malik Murphy, 6'6", 250. Left Texas. Where's he now?
He went to Duke.
Got him.
Yes.
This is bad musical chairs. All right. I was at Georgia.
Because he was supposed to be the heir apparent, but then the Manning kid came.
Got him. I was at Georgia. My name makes me sound like I have rich parents and I'm a Southern frat boy.
Brock Vandergrift, where is he now?
I know it. Does anybody else want to guess?
Take it.
Wait. Kentucky.
Oh. Got him. All right. Cam Ward, Wazoo. I don't have a conference to play in. Where am I now?
Miami.
Perfect. Maybe making the most money of any quarterback, if you believe reports. All right.
Mm-hmm. Other quarterback that never got it.
I went to UCLA and specialized in throwing interceptions.
Dante Moore.
Where's he?
He's at Oregon.
Got him. I have a grand total of 53 snaps in my life. I'm now making $100,000 a month.
Angels.
Got him.
Michigan State.
And the number one quarterback in the portal.
I'm sorry, Kenny.
Julian Sain. I was at Alabama. Now I'm going to
Ohio State.
You guys did outstanding. That is new faces in new places, quarterback edition. We're under 2 weeks to college football.
Got them with a hole in it.
Kyle McCord. Yikes. 97-1. All right, we do it every week at this time. It's brutally difficult, and you usually walk away feeling like more of a moron than you already are. At least I do. It is time for Who Said It. All right, our coworkers say a lot of stuff. We got to piece it together. Gentlemen, are we ready? Evan Jenkins joining us for the gala event. David.
Number one, why would anyone feel safe if one day this is not safe, guys, and then the next morning, oh yeah, the levels are good, everyone in the water?
All right, this is...
Oh, they're talking about the River Sign and the...
Ecoli, yeah. Or whatever. What show would waste time talking about that?
There's two of them.
Yeah.
They both come before yours.
Evan, it was rhetorical.
Thought that was a given.
One more time, David.
Why would anyone feel safe if one day this is not safe, guys, and then the next morning, oh yeah, the levels are good, everyone in the water?
When I hear someone say safe, doesn't that instantly scream Doug Karsh because he's Mr. Safe?
I thought so too, but it's a lot of word soup. I feel like it's the other co-host on that show, Kang.
Ooh. See, I'm hearing Stoney because Cookie's been out.
It could be. You're right. That could be Stoney. I forgot that he was in this week.
Right. Cookies, it's not really coherent, but he tried to say something.
That might be. You might be onto something there.
Poor Cookie's gone way too soon.
I know.
He's not dead, folks.
His voice is.
I'm going to guess Doug.
The safety thing, yeah. I just, it's probably the lazy way, but I'll go with Karsh. You're going who?
Stoney.
Stoney, you're going Kang?
Kang, yeah.
David, who said it?
Let's go! No!
Hey.
He faded out of that one quick, huh?
One for one!
Hey.
What?
If you own it?
No, if you can collect it, he'll talk about it. Get it right.
But will anyone listen?
If you own it, he'll talk about it. Just
please. David, number two.
Number two. There's still a tough roster for Chicago to go toe-to-toe with as they build up. It's not happening overnight in Chicago. I don't get that.
All right. Okay.
Just the White Sox or
no?
No, we're talking about the Bears.
Oh, I think the Bears are going to be a little bit of a pain in the ass, be a 500 team. The other shows, I've heard both shows slander the Bears.
Yeah, I heard Cookies was going off because on Hard Knocks they talked positive about him. Believe it or not, on Hard Knocks.
But no. Was he here enough? To be a part of this.
Hard Knocks aired Tuesday, and they talked about it on Wednesday.
Oh my God!
And that's why when his voice died.
Yeah, and he's like Caleb Williams. Who's that?
I'm Batman.
I'm Costa.
I'll go Cookies. Yeah, here's the other thing. He's turned into the biggest slap at this station. If it is anything less than the Lions are going 17-0, Jim Costa hates you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he gets pissed quick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the slanderous text that I get in the morning.
Harvey.
Like, good morning to you too, Cookies.
And another thing.
Your Niners suck.
Yeah. Oh, actually, we have audio of him leaving a voicemail to you.
Oh, I guess not.
Guess not.
Guess he just hung up.
Oh, no. The other one, David. It's okay. The computer's crashing. Why would we ever need...
Or tape it is.
Yeah, or... You just
I just see him going like this.
Takes chair to screen.
David's brain exploded. All right. I'm going Costa. David, does the computer work enough for you to tell us who said it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nobody could say anything mean
about
the
Lions. Doesn't it seem like they're on the same trend as the Lions almost?
No.
Yes.
Because
hello.
Do you not realize that everybody in the NFC North will go 0-17?
Oh, I know.
And the Lions will go 17-0.
Meanwhile, I think this show believes this division is about to be the toughest division in the entire league.
Mm-hmm. You can't say anything bad. I'm Detroit's Batman.
Yeah, wouldn't he be Catman, though?
Oh, wow. I'm not doing it. You know what? Not doing it. David.
He loves cats.
Number three.
You have the ability to be a top defensive end. So let's see you take advantage of this and show that you belong here and that you picked up where you left off.
Okay.
That screams Gator to me.
No, that screams John.
Yeah, I heard John in that, too.
That's just John.
See, I'm
saying again, I heard Gator
dear
as well.
John.
Because this is like, hey, we're looking at this guy, you know, Anzarike. This is your chance to be that dude.
But they said DN. Are they talking Marcus Davenport?
No, they're talking James Houston.
Oh.
To me.
You have the ability to be a top defensive end, so let's see you take advantage of this and show that you belong here and that you picked up where you left off.
Yeah, that's John. I'm
it
steadfast
just feels
now.
Like that, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely. It still screams Gator to me.
You know what?
It's one or the other, though, right? Yeah. It's got to be.
Yeah. I'm going Gator.
So okay. Am I.
David, who said it?
Yes! Nobody, and I mean nobody, was breaking down pre-show. I mean, their game, that pre-game, they were talking about all the different people.
I'm really upset.
Come on.
We've been talking this, dude.
Come on.
I still think it was John. That's fake news. We were lying, too.
I'm just going to be a Michigan fan. You're a liar. No, but the facts are right here. You're lying.
No.
This is a witch hunt.
It was Ryan Day's brother. Amicus briefs.
All right.
All right, number four. Dan Campbell has fulfilled his desire of what he wanted to build here. And the Lions, when you knock them down, they get right back up and they give you... Let me start over.
What is it? Dexter Manley presents...
Nope. I had a glare from the sun, sorry. Dan Campbell has fulfilled his desire to what he wanted to build here. And the Lions, when you knock them down, they get right back up and they give it to you again.
That's John. That's 100%. Former player.
Yes, John.
Tough Jansen. Guy talk.
I'm hearing Tom Milliken in that one.
No.
Yeah, the Milliken. I mean, he's all in on it too, man. He yelled at Rieger for saying they would only win 10 games.
Oh, jeez. Forgot about that drop.
I didn't.
I'm saying Milliken. You guys are screaming Jansen.
Has to be John.
It just it feels like the former player thing. And, you know, you can almost see John, like, pounding his chest.
It could also be Catman, but I do think it's from that show.
All right. So you're going?
I'm going Tom.
I'm going John.
I'm going John. David, who said it? Oh, shut up, you.
For the final game of the year.
But. I'm just shocked. I know Rico's surprised that Tom found time to say anything other than slandering Rico this week.
You know. What Mike just said.
Whatever he said.
Uh-oh. Exactly. I was just waiting for you to say it first, Mike.
I don't have original thoughts.
Just saying.
I agree. Minions, see?
Yeah. No, these are the minions. I just
agree. We're the minions over here. Me and David.
Right, I forgot.
Whatever you say, Mike.
All right, let me give you one more here.
I agree with
Michael
Mike.
Michael V.
Yay, Mikey!
I can't even read now. All right, here we go. Number five. I really liked it. I can't wait. I cannot wait for the all-black uniforms.
Oh, Christ. I feel like every show but us cares about the uniforms.
Well, I know it's not Gov.
It's definitely not Mike either, because he likes the white ones.
Kenny hates minority jobs, so he can't be excited about it.
Disqualified.
So one more time.
I really liked it. I can't wait. I cannot wait for the all-black uniforms.
Oh, you know what?
Talk to me.
I think I know who this is, so I'm gonna.
I'm gonna
Evan Rule myself.
I'm gonna guess it's Stoney.
Need you to say it, sir. I'm gonna Evan Rule myself.
I'm gonna say Stoney because Stoney still tries to be like hip and how you doing, fellow kids.
I'm gonna go off the board here because I heard them talking about it this morning. I heard them ask Heather specifically what her opinions on the uniforms were, and she gave an opinion. And also, I think she brought up the black uniforms too. So I'm gonna guess Heather off the board. I know.
Wow. Notice the face mask was a little bit of a different blue.
I did notice that.
There were three different blues.
It was
just so you know, the face mask, the helmet, the jersey, no. And the pants.
And the pants, they were all different.
This is early D'Antonio. The helmets don't match the jerseys. That was like Spartan fans' heads were exploding.
The jerseys didn't match the pants. Nothing. That's Jansen.
We all locked in?
I don't know what to do. He said Heather. You said John. Who did
I
you
said
say?
Stoney.
Oh, my
God. Good morning Stoned. Show.
I don't. Wow. Fun note, that was John's biggest and only opinion of the week.
And the reason why.
Well, I grabbed it.
When I heard that, I was like, we need to turn that into a drop at some point.
Get it, sleep.
And that's how I remember. I'm like, we got to turn that into a drop for John.
Trying to find some audio of him. Right. It was very difficult this week.
Okay, David, tremendous job by you. That is who said it. All right. I have a really interesting piece of audio from the world of college football. Yesterday, we briefly talked about Deion Sanders. You know, the reports, and I take them with a grain of salt. They are so salacious about what's going on in Colorado. I'm just like, all right, I don't know about all that. But I also agree with Rico that when enough of that comes out, you go, well, there's got to be some truth. So CBS put out a coaching rank. Innocuous, right? Websites are looking for content. Radio shows are looking for content. Coach rankings are a thing.
Yeah, it's like us doing the overrated.
Right. Yeah. Go look at any college football podcast right now. They're doing coaching rankings. And that's okay. I don't take them serious. Well, Deion did not receive a good grade. 1 year at Colorado, 4-8, and no one's sure if you're doing any coaching. Mm-hmm. Well, he had his press conference today. I want to play this audio for you and listen to Deion's response to this question. It is a clown call.
Because, just the background, CBS Sports ranked Coach Prime the second worst coach in the Big 12. He took exception to that. Go ahead, David.
Okay, what? Okay, like, can I unpack this for a second? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Only if you respect me.
Riga, when Nick Saban would walk into a home, he could go bowling with his national title rings. Mm-hmm. Literally across the kitchen table, and they'd careen off the bread bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Deion, you went 4-8. You made a fool of yourself with all last year and all offseason. You haven't proven anything. Am I supposed to put you ahead of Sonny Dykes, who went to the playoff? Mm-hmm. Supposed to put you ahead of Kyle Whittingham? Supposed to put you ahead of Gus Malzahn? Supposed to put you ahead of Chris Klieman? Like, I can keep going. Mm-hmm. This guy doesn't even work for CBS National. He works for CBS in Denver. Oh, I respect you. Meanwhile, Deion hits him with a pizza to the face.
Because CBS knows what they did.
Like,
no, Deion, we all saw what you did. You went 4-12. And two of those were gifts. So.
Am I crazy? Like, how much longer is this going to be the way it goes before people in the national media go, you know what? F this. This is ridiculous. I'm sorry.
I think at least one more year, Mike, because there are so many people who have already written the comeback story for Deion. They're just waiting to hit the send button and say, see, I told you, you gave up on Deion too soon.
No one's giving up on
him. And then there's others
him.
Who just see the grift for what it is. Like, this is a con.
No, the point is the guy who coached Jackson State isn't the guy coaching Colorado. If you followed him at Jackson State, his message was impressive. And there was an accountability to it. It was about being a leader of men. I liked the idea of Deion getting this job. Then he's displayed none of that with this job. We're reacting in real time. Mm-hmm. If he goes 10-2 this year, do you think he's going to be the second worst coach in the Big 12?
No.
But for him to sit here and go, hey, I respect you, but I ain't having nothing to do.
Dude, you damn well know, Dion, you are savvy at media. You were in the media. You know that guy has nothing to do with CBS. That is nothing. No, that but nonsense.
But Dion has got the whole us versus the world thing down pat, and that's what he is pushing at Colorado. Hey, guys, if you're not in this locker room and if you're not one of my guys in this locker room, then you're the enemy. And that's the mentality there. That's why you're hearing these stories of stuff that's going on. That's why guys are transferring in and immediately, no, I'm transferring out. I knew when he first got there, I'm like, okay, this could be problematic. When he basically walked in and said, hey, I'm here. And if you, some of you may not be, and I got Louis luggage and you better just pack your stuff up and leave. Like, that's not how you greet your team. You know what you do? A real coach, you sit down with each individual player, see what you have, talk about their goals and what you expect, and see if it's a match. And if it's not, you wish them well. You don't walk in there and immediately just tell everybody you can leave. You can go.
Well, on every level, every step of the way since he got to Colorado, he has not been a professional.
Yes.
He has not been the guy that's going to raise men. He's not acting like that. And look, while it still wouldn't be right, I would understand it more if it was the national guy that came through. Sure. I would say, you know what? Okay, I get it. Still not right, but I get it.
Or if it's the guy who wrote the article, right. You still should answer it and yes. Go, you tell me right here why. I look, the other point is, why would any coach care? Think about it. The only people you're accountable to are your bosses / boosters. Are the only people you report to. Oh, you don't think I'm a good coach? Don't care. Do my bosses. Do the people who pay my players. It just comes off incredibly juvenile. It's ridiculous. And every time I keep waiting for Dion to be the guy he was 2 short years ago.
I think that's gone. I think that they handed him the reins and he got too much too soon. And this is what you get now.
Couple ticket texts and we'll move on. I just wanted to play the audio. It's every day there's something coming out of Colorado.
I mean, when he was blaming everybody for his son's poor performances last year.
You look real small time doing stuff like that. You're not prime time. You look really small time. That's a real head coach of a real program doesn't read their own press clippings. It just doesn't happen.
Along with sunglasses indoors.
Yes.
Your favorite, Mike.
he ain't wrong. I don't understand it. Quickly.
Someone says, if I had a 4-star kid, he would not play for Dion. He is a joke. That is from Jason.
Well, I have news for you. They're not. Yeah. Go look at the recruiting.
Oh, no, but the fact of he threw his offensive line, they were bad, but he threw my son Shadur is out here today. Maybe it's your kid's fault, okay? Maybe it's not everybody else. Maybe your son. No, he's going to be this.
Well, he also threw Sean Lewis under the bus. Sean Lewis was a very good coach at Kent State and a brilliant offensive mind. By the middle of the season, he had de-pantsed Sean Lewis and made him the scapegoat. Now Sean Lewis is out at San Diego State. Rico, it's a pattern. He just blames everybody else. Sorry, I get fired up by it.
My kid's only going to play for certain NFL teams.
Yeah, okay. All right. I have a really interesting piece of audio from the world of college football. Yesterday, we briefly talked about Deion Sanders, you know, the reports, and I take them with a grain of salt. They are so salacious about what's going on in Colorado. I'm just like, all right, I don't know about all that. But I also agree with Rico that when enough of that comes out, you go, well, there's got to be some truth. So CBS put out a coaching rank, innocuous. Right. Websites are looking for content. Radio shows are looking for content. Coach rankings are a thing.
Yeah, it's like us doing the overrated.
Go look at any college football podcast right now. They're doing coaching rankings. And that's okay. I don't take them serious. Well, Dion did not receive a good grade. 1 year at Colorado, 4-8. And no one's sure if you're doing any coaching. Mm-hmm. Well, he had his press conference today. I want to play this audio for you and listen to Dion's response to this question. It is a clown call.
Because, just the background, CBS Sports ranked Coach Prime the second worst coach in the Big 12. He took exception to that. Go ahead, David.
Okay. What? Okay. Like, can I unpack this for a second? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Only if you respect me.
Rigo. When Nick Saban would walk into a home, he could go bowling with his national title rings. Mm-hmm. Literally across the kitchen table, and they'd careen off the bread bowl. Mm-hmm. Dion, You went 4-8. You made a fool of yourself with all last year and all offseason. You haven't proven anything. Am I supposed to put you ahead of Sonny Dykes, who went to the playoff? Mm-hmm. Supposed to put you ahead of Kyle Whittingham? Supposed to put you ahead of Gus Malzahn? Supposed to put you ahead of Chris Kleiman? Like, I can keep going. Mm-hmm. This guy doesn't even work for CBS National. He works for CBS in Denver. Oh, I respect you. Meanwhile, Dion hits him with a pizza to the face.
Because CBS knows what they did. Like, no, Dion, we all saw what you did. You went 4-12. And two of those were gifts.
Am I crazy? Like, how much longer is this going to be the way it goes before people in the national media go, you know what? F this. This is ridiculous. I'm sorry.
I think at least one more year, Mike, because there are so many people who have already written the comeback story for Deion. They're just waiting to hit the send button and say, see, I told you, you gave up on Deion too soon.
No one's giving up on
him. And then there's others
it.
Who just see the grift for what it is. Like, this is a con.
No, the point is the guy who coached Jackson State isn't the guy coaching Colorado. If you followed him at Jackson State, his message was impressive. And there was an accountability to it. It was about being a leader of men. I liked the idea of Deion getting this job. Then he's displayed none of that with this job. We're reacting in real time. Mm-hmm. If he goes 10-2 this year, do you think he's going to be the second worst coach in the Big 12?
No.
But for him to sit here and go, hey, I respect you, but I ain't having nothing to do. Dude, you damn well know, Deion, you are savvy at media. You were in the media. You know that guy has nothing to do with CBS. That is nothing. No, that is nonsense.
But Deion has got the whole us versus the world thing down pat, and that's what he is pushing at Colorado. Hey, guys, if you're not in this locker room and if you're not one of my guys in this locker room, then you're the enemy. And that's the mentality there. That's why you're hearing these stories of stuff that's going on. That's why guys are transferring in and immediately, I'm transferring out. I knew when he first got there, I'm like, okay, this could be problematic. When he basically walked in and said, hey, I'm here. And some of you may not be, and I got Louis luggage and you better just pack your stuff up and leave. Like, that's not how you greet your team. You know what you do? A real coach, you sit down with each individual player, see what you have, talk about their goals and what you expect, and see if it's a match. And if it's not, you wish them well. You don't walk in there and immediately just tell everybody, you can leave, you can go.
Well, on every level, every step of the way since he got to Colorado, he has not been a professional. He has not been the guy that's going to raise men. He's not acting like that. And look, while it still wouldn't be right, I would understand it more if it was the national guy that came through. Sure. I would say, you know what? Okay, I get it. Still not right, but I get it.
Or if it's the guy who wrote the article, right. You still should answer it. And yes. You tell me right here why. I look, the other point is, why would any coach care? Think about it. The only people you're accountable to are your bosses/boosters. Are the only people you report to. Oh, you don't think I'm a good coach? Don't care. Do my bosses. Do the people who pay my players. It just comes off incredibly juvenile. It's ridiculous. And every time I keep waiting for Deion to be the guy he was 2 short years ago.
I think that's gone. I think that they handed him the reins and he got too much too soon. And this is what you get now.
Couple ticket texts and we'll move on. I just wanted to play the audio. It's every day there's something coming out of
Colorado. I mean, when he was blaming everybody for his son's poor performances last year.
You look real small time doing stuff like that. You're not prime time. You look really small time. That's a real head coach of a real program doesn't read their own press clippings. It just doesn't happen.
Along with sunglasses indoors.
Yes.
Your favorite, Mike.
he ain't wrong. I don't understand it. Quickly.
Someone says, if I had a 4-star kid, he would not play for Deion. He is a joke. That is from Jason.
Well, I have news for you. They're not. Yeah. Go look at the recruiting.
Oh, no, but the fact of he threw his offensive line, they were bad, but he threw my son Shadur is out here today. Maybe it's your kid's fault, okay? Maybe it's not everybody else. Maybe your son. No, he's going to be this.
Well, he also threw Sean Lewis under the bus. Sean Lewis was a very good coach at Kent State and a brilliant offensive mind.
By the middle of the season, he had de-pantsed Sean Lewis and made him the scapegoat. Now Sean Lewis is out at San Diego State. Rico, it's a pattern. He just blames everybody else. Sorry, I get fired up by it.
My kid's only going to play for certain NFL teams.
Yeah, okay.